As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, January the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can always pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many listeners do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 at a small town America, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, snail mail, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out again this morning, as we love to do, the Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Can always use a couple more on that list. If you know somebody that's out there that's broadcasting or would like to carry this broadcast on their network to their local audiences, have them shoot me an email. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. The listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Today, 40th annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. It's on the news, and it's definitely the top news of my in-basket this morning. Precious metals continue their decline. We'll talk about that as well. The history of law continues, readings of philosophy of law, a little bit of contract law perhaps, just kind of noodling around in that area. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday. I love the way my father used to say that. Tuesday, January the 26th, 2009, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $10.80 at $1,086.30 an ounce. Silver this morning loses 69 cents, trades at $16.43 an ounce. Hang on to your hats, folks. Get ready to throw the anchor out. Platinum down $40 this morning at $1,511. Palladium off $16 at $426. Everything's heading south. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,084.40 for a low, $1,104.90 for a high. But at $1,086.30, your gold is still up, $229.80 an ounce, for a 26.383% return on your investment in that precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,090.70, and we're trading 10 bucks basically below that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, where it's going to go today, I don't know, but it closed up yesterday, 24, at 10,197. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2211. The S&P was up 5 at 1,097. We'll pick it all up right there after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for today. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, active trading again, we find gold off $10.80. Trading at $1,086.30 an ounce. Silver lost 69 cents in early trading at $16.43 an ounce. And platinum drops 40 bucks, trading at $1,511. A palladium losing another 16 bucks at $426 an ounce. Again, the Dow Jones was up 24, closed up yesterday 24 at 10,197. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 2211. S&P was up 5 at 1,097. The crude oil this morning dropping 85 cents a barrel, trades at $74.41 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the boys on the Intercontinental Exchange set the price at up 0.33, 33 basis point increase. It's trading at 78.53. Of course, that influences the foreign exchange rates across the board. Timmy Geithner has his little basket. We have a basket of currencies here for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership. The Canadian dollar this morning losing 65 basis points, trading at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso knocked down another 64 basis points, yet still hangs in there at 8 cents. The euro loses 50 basis points straight to the $1.41 per dollar per U.S. dollar. And the British pound, if you're going to buy British pounds today, it's going to cost you $1.61. They're down, or they're off, no matter how you look at it, 0.76%. The Swiss franc this morning, all this action going on over in Davos doesn't seem to affect their franc. It loses 69 basis points and trades at 96 cents U.S. in the bond market. The U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness of we the sheeple, two-year bonds running at 0.80%, the 10-year bond is running at 3.58%, and the 30-year at 4.50%. In the mortgage markets this morning, seeing a reversal, a little bit of a reversal, a little bit of easing, if you will, on those mortgage rates. The 15-year mortgage is down from 4.59% a month ago to 4.51. The 30-year mortgage is down from 5.28 a month ago to 5.11%. So you better rush out there and buy that house while you have a little break in your interest rates. I wouldn't recommend that, though. We'll talk about that right now. Existing home sales. This off of EconoDay. The existing home sales plunged a little deeper than expected in December, though prices surprisingly firmed in the month. Sales fell 16.7% for the largest monthly decline in data going back to 1968. Yeah, yeah. I'll say that again. Sales fell 16.7% for the largest monthly decline in data going back to 1968. I don't imagine those attractive interest rates are helping anybody else out. The annual rate of 5.45 million units or houses or homes, depending on how you look at it, compares with expectations for 5.90 million and against the 2009 total of 5.16 million. Declines swept all regions, especially the Midwest. Oh, my goodness, that's right where I am. And were split evenly between single-family homes, down 16.8% to a 4.79 million rate, and condos, down 15.4% to 0.66 million. After all, who'd want to live in a condominium in the Midwest? Why don't you just buy a farm, get some ground around you, have some trees for firewood and shelter and food and other things? Anyway, condominium sales are kind of down these days. Who wants to live in a condo anyway? Now the good news, prices firmed up a sizable 4.9% on the median to $178,000 and $178,300. If that's supposed to be good news, I don't know what good news is. The median price of a house in this country, $178,000. My friend, you could buy 10 of those 10 houses for that kind of money when I was getting out of high school. And up 6.4% on the average to $225,400. Oh, my heart goes out to the young people just getting started in this world. If that's a starter home, a quarter of $1 million for a house? You've got to be kidding. You'd retire on that kind of money and never work another day in your life. The National Association of Realtors, which compiles the report, attributed the gain to a higher proportion of repeat buyers during the month. Repeat buyers. In other words, people that already have a house, that were able to sell a house, that looked around, found a nicer house, and traded up, maybe. Maybe that's what's going on. First-time buyers, enticed by Barry the Usurper's special credits, were a key force behind the housing sector's pop higher in the second half of last year. The first round of housing credits expired in November before being extended and expanded into the spring, a factor that is likely to lead to acceleration in home buying in the coming months. Well, if you can rob from Peter to pay Paul, I guess you can keep your builders busy for a while. It's one of those Keynesian economics Ponzi schemes. You're not going to be able to spend your way into prosperity. Somebody's going to have to make something someplace. But right now, the housing sector is once again very soft. A special negative to today's report is a rise in supply to a 7.2-month high. And that's not a good. That's really not a good sign, because when you talk about an increase in supply in an already overly glutted market, what you're talking about is contractors that are going to be heading for the bankruptcy courts. when they can't sell their houses. Well, that's that. Let's go into another one. Rather large story today. Draw your attention to the website. It's the World Economic Forum. And it is very interesting. It's www.weforum.org. www.weforum, F-O-R-U-M.org. Very interesting website. Might want to log on during the day, sometime throughout the day, and go up and look at that. Listen to some of the videos. I might play a clip or two out of that today during the broadcast. And then again, I may not. Rather boring stuff, you know, pedantic these economists can be. But nevertheless, very important summit that's happening right now in Davos. It's going to run starting officially tomorrow. It'll run all the way through the weekend, apparently. And there's lots to know about it. Let's go into this article off of Bloomberg by Christine Harper. Davos too big to fail as bankers recoil in political backlash. Now, there's some action happening in this story. There's some action happening for sure. For a sign of how the mood has changed at the World Economic Forum in Davos this week, consider the speakers at an invitation-only client lunch hosted by Paul Colello, who runs Credit Suisse Group's AG Investment Bank. Last year's panel on, quote, financial market dynamics, featured senior executives from financial companies, J.P. Morgan Chase, Blackstone Group, PLC, hedge fund Eaton Park Capital Management, and the New York Stock Exchange Neuronext. This year's clients will learn about leadership, responsibility, and the recovery of the financial system. Get up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Lots to come.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Cordy Howe from Cordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadsandTeams.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, now, I think we might be back up on air. Very possibly could be. Had a little bit of a bump and a drop there. We'll just go back to this, go back over to here, pick this bad boy up there, take a look at that. We are on air. Okay, good, real good. And we've got just about enough time to do this, so let's do that from there to this. We're going to listen to Lee Howell for a minute. And there you have it. This is from Lee Howell. He's he's kind of like the young coordinator. He looks like he's probably in his mid-30s, thereabouts, something like that. You can see the rest of the YouTube video up on the World Economic Forum website, the WEWE Forum. Take a look at that and see what you think. There are many others up there as well. But where he was coming from here, he's laying out the words. He's laying out the key phrases that you need to understand. The idea of public-private partnership discussing the stakeholders. They're involved in this process where they, 2 years ago, they were looking at climate change. They were looking at Afghanistan as being their main issues. And, of course, they weren't able to get it. They got nothing but a nope in Copenhagen. They haven't done anything except for accelerate the war in Afghanistan. And so this idea of it being time to rethink and to regroup, if you will, as there are three R's. We'll go over those in a minute. Rethink, redesign, and rebuild. This is the state of the world. We're talking about a meeting that's being held by some of the global power brokers. Let's go back to the article here out of Bloomberg by Christine Harper. Again, as we were going into the break, and I do apologize for that discontinuance of the broadcast. I'm not sure what caused that. Anyway, for a sign of how the mood has changed at the World Economic Forum in Davos this week, consider the special speakers at an invitation-only client lunch hosted by Paul Calalello, who runs Credit Suisse, blah, blah, blah. Last year's panel on financial market data dynamics featured senior executives from financial companies from J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Blackstone Group LP, the hedge fund Eaton Park Capital Management, and the New York Stock Exchange Euronext. This year's clients will learn about leadership, responsibility management, and the recovery of the financial system. A little bit of a different tone going down this year. Instead of listening to the bankers are being asked to listen. And that is interesting indeed. The regulatory reform and how that plays out at the national and global level will have major impact on the shape of financial services, Calalello, 48, said in an interview, quote, "That is obviously of interest to a broad audience, not just those working in the financial services industry," close quote. This is being held at a ski resort, I guess, in Davos, Switzerland. And from the interior shots that they show on the website, it's quite the place. This is not a nickel and dime show. And just looking at the website that was created for this particular event, this website is changing as rapidly as the hours pass each day. It looks like they've created many, many pages, and they just keep pulling one down and loading the next. So you might want to keep your eyes peeled on this for the rest of the week. It's going to be a rather interesting summit. Of course, I'm not confident whether or not Joan Vian is there today or headed in that direction. Oftentimes we can count on her to go and give us a bird's eye view from the inside, but I heard last year that she was not going to be traveling to any more of these things. She's been to over 100 of them and is no longer really able, capable, or interested in following it as closely as she had in the past, which is really a burden for us because we don't have that fly on the wall there anymore. Have to find another one. Back down into the article here, financiers will cede the spotlight to government officials, regulators, and central bankers at this year's annual showcase of global power brokers, as government's role in markets has gained prominence. More than a year after the high water mark of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, bankers are in retreat on issues ranging from the size of their companies to the size of their paychecks. Now, some of this is window dressing. Some of it's not. Part of the dialogue that's going to be coming down in Davos, obviously, indicates that there is more widespread dissatisfaction with the banking industry than has been in the past. And this is their big deal. This is their big forum. Bowing and scraping, Barry the usurper, who isn't scheduled to attend the conference, let you know that they're only involved with the global power brokers, not the puppets and the makeup boys, has denounced fat cat bankers and called for limitations on the size and trading activities of financial institutions. The UK government, which is supporting four of the country's lenders, has imposed a 50% tax on bankers' bonuses for 2009 as a way of recovering some of its costs. Again, this is the cost that the governments have dumped out. So the bankers' paychecks, some of their privileges, may be withdrawn. We'll see. We'll see. We'll read more of this article on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Be right back.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let's recall that this forum is going to continue throughout the entire week and weekend as well. I don't know whether people are getting a chance to get a little skiing in while they're there. Maybe. That would be something I would be interested in doing. I haven't been on my skis in a long, long time. Probably kill myself or break a leg. Well, I'd enjoy doing that. Anyway, back into this article a little bit again. Oh, well, I wanted to mention this before I got sidetracked on the thought of Swiss Alps and skiing and deep powder. And oh, man, where's the moguls? Get me on it. Black Diamond runs, I love them. Anyway, all throughout the week, they're going to be having live feeds from the conference. So even though we don't have a fly on the wall, some of us can do that. I'll definitely be taking an eye, keeping my eyes peeled and seeing what's up. I would like to hear some of these sessions that they're going to have at this conference. Again, the article here from Bloomberg says, and this article, by the way, is just chock-a-lock full of hot links and names. And so you might want to go up and get a copy of this article for yourself and set it aside or do whatever you want to do to keep it, or just read through it and click on the links. There are so many links in this article, it's just amazing. It's like half white, half black, and half blue here in front of me. But there will be a lot of bowing and scraping before the central bankers, treasury secretaries, and regulators, close quote, said Niall Ferguson, a professor of history at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who will be participating in three sessions at the conference. So these bankers are going to get an opportunity to be schooled a little bit here. They brought in a professor from Harvard. They're going to give them a history lesson, and including a debate on rebuilding economies. Quote from Niall here, they kept the show on the road, and we have to acknowledge the state matters much more these days. We have to acknowledge that the state matters much more these days. So there may be a loss in confidence of the great financial houses. At least that's the reason for the season of this article. Continuing along here, White House economic advisor, here's this cretin in the news again, Lawrence Summers, the United Kingdom Chancellor of the Exchequer, Alistair Darling, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy will be among the political elite, they call them, pond scum, at the Swiss ski resort this year. Adair Turner, the chairman of the UK's Financial Services Authority, and Barney Frank, chairman of the U.S. House Financial Services Committee, are participating in public panel discussions. It's even more interesting. Blank Fine, Diamond, absent. Davos will be missing some prominent bankers who appeared in previous years. J.P. Morgan Chase, chairman and chief executive officer Jamie Dimon, dropped out. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., chairman and CEO Lloyd Blankfein, will be skipping the event for a second year in a row. While those attending may represent banks that are, quote-unquote, too big to fail, they're not too big to keep a low profile. Staying in the background. They might be coming under fire. We get a change of heart in Congress anywhere along the line, and there could be some hats being handed to people. I don't think we'll see any heads rolling, but there could be some hats as people go out the back door quietly. So the bankers, the big bankers, the too big to fails, are keeping a low profile at this, their deal, their annual showcase of global power brokers. Continuing, we've got, Morgan Stanley Chairman John Mack and the chief executives of Credit Suisse, UBS AG won't be speaking at any of the sessions listed in the official program. Bank of AmeriCorps CEO Brian Moynihan and Goldman Sachs President Gary Cohn are participating on one panel. None of them will be speaking at a session on quote-unquote redesigning financial regulation on Saturday afternoon, moderated by Barry Eichengreen, a professor of economics and political science at the University of California, Berkeley. That panel will include European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet, the governor of the Central Bank of Mexico, the South African finance minister, and the CEO of UK Insurer Prudential PLC. So they're going to take them to school again and talk about redesigning financial regulations. I wonder what will come out of that. Vigorous regulations. In years past, the good and the great. The good and the great. You like the way these people write? This article was written by Christine Harper. But she is definitely doing a little bowing and scraping here with her words. But this is a quote. In the past years, is a quote, the good and the great believed that markets and financial institutions could be relied on to self-regulate. So the people on the stage were the self-regulators. Eichengreen said in an interview, now, quote, we've learned that the official sector needs to apply vigorous regulation. The people who are going to be doing the speaking reflect that new reality. So things are changing, at least verbally. Banks are facing escalating calls from politicians, economists, union leaders, and media commentators on both sides of the Atlantic for policy changes that could threaten their business. Maybe the Ron Paul movement had something to do with this and their audit the Fed legislation. I say abolish the Fed myself. Obama proposed a levy on banks with liabilities that exceeded $50 billion to recoup $117 billion in taxpayer money that helped stabilize the financial system in 2008-2009. Mervyn King, governor of the Bank of England, has advocated breaking up banks deemed too big to fail. You know, if they're too big to fail, whittle them down. The G20 countries have called for new capital and liquidity requirements for the biggest banks. Up on these videos on www.weforum.org, you'll see from some of the other presenters a considerable amount of discussion in regards to the new boss in town, the G20, as opposed to the G7 or the G8 or the V8 juice. The new boss? The pendulum has completely swung to politicians and bureaucrats, end quote, said Michael Holland, chairman and the founder of New York-based Holland & Company, which oversees more than $4 billion of assets, quote, it's not for the business people to have any say whatsoever. The new boss is in town. The pendulum has swung to the politicians and the bureaucrats. This is the way fascism rolls out. Fascism gets all of the makes all of the public-private partnerships initially, and then the dictator steps out from behind the curtain, and everybody wonders why they got sucked into that program again. But once again, it's not going to be for the business people to have any say whatsoever. That's an interesting phrase, rather strongly worded, Michael. The new boss is in town. That doesn't mean bankers will be rolling over in Davos or that they won't try to influence regulators and policymakers to go easy on them. They may repeat warnings delivered at a conference in Istanbul in October that, quote, financial regulations could jeopardize economic growth. They might try to repeat that warning. Financial companies continue to play a big role in the World Economic Forum, with more than 25 banks, insurers, exchanges, and investment companies serving as sponsors of the annual meeting. They include the Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, as well as the two biggest Swiss banks and HSBC Holdings PLC, Barclays PLC, and Standard Chartered PLC from the U.K. You can be sure they're not going to be eating tuna fish sandwiches, folks. There's a lot of money in this building at this time. Ackerman's visibility? Two of the seven co-chairs of this year's meeting run banks, Deutsche Bank AG, the chief executive officer, Josef Ackerman, and Peter Sands, the CEO of London-based Standard Charter. Ackerman, who chairs the Institute of International Finance Trade, has positioned himself as a spokesman for the industry. He's positioned himself as a spokesman for the industry. So this will be Ackerman, Josef Ackerman, Deutsche Bank. He said at a conference in London last week that proposals to split up or limit the size of banks are, quote-unquote, misguided. Is it going to happen? They're just talking about it. Ackerman and Sands will be the most visible bankers in Davos, with each participating in three sessions on January the 30th. Ackerman will take the stage as the sole private sector executive alongside Lawrence Summers, the finance minister of France, the deputy governor of the People's Bank of China, and Dominique Strauss-Kahn, managing director of the Washington, D.C.-based International Monetary Fund. You don't think there's power under this roof line, friends? Offstage, in private sessions and dinners, bankers may wield more clout. Ever been to a big meeting like this? What happens in those side rooms, those private meetings, those special dinners? Well, a lot of action happens there that goes unnoticed by the media. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Two's company, three's allowed. With your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
That first clip, I hopefully wasn't the reason why we dropped off, but it had pretty low volume. Let's try another clip from this Davos annual meeting 2010. This is Klaus Schwab. He's the founder. And remember, this is the 40th annual one of these World Economic Forums committed to improving the state of the world. And so he's getting to be quite a senior gentleman indeed. After 40 years, he's still going and going strong. Let's see what he has to say.
Mr. Schwab, thank you for some time today. What are your expectations for this upcoming annual meeting in Davos?
It will be a very important meeting. It's our 40th anniversary. But actually, we have to look at the meeting in the context of what's happening in the world. We just had Copenhagen, we had many other events in 2009, which clearly showed that the present system of global cooperation is not working sufficiently. So what we want to do in Davos is, of course, to look at all the issues on the global agenda, but we want to do so in a systemic way, in an integrated way, and in a strategic way. And we want particularly to address the issue of global cooperation.
The theme of the meeting will be improve the state of the world, rethink, redesign, and rebuild. Can you elaborate a little bit on this, and what do you hope that participants will get out of the program?
We are today living in a multi-stakeholder society. And when you talk about what is the value for participants, we are all citizens of the world. We are all part of this global community. So what we want to do is to engage everybody into a process of rethinking, redesigning, rebuilding. Now, what does it mean? We have to rethink our values. We are living together in a global society with many different cultures. We have to redesign our processes. How do we deal with the issues, with the challenges on the global agenda? And finally, we have to rebuild our institutions.
You mentioned this will be the 40th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. Looking back, what in your view, the biggest change that has happened over the years?
We, of course, are confronted today with a totally globalized world, which means particularly that our problems have been called globalized. And this means that we have to find ways how to work better together as a global community. When I look back 40 years ago, the interest was mainly centered around national institutions, around companies. But today, Davos is a place where we look at the world as a whole.
Looking at the current situation of the world economy and the financial crisis, what is your outlook in 2010? Are you optimistic?
I think it's easy to be black and white. I always said that this crisis is a structural crisis, and that we have to really use this crisis as an opportunity to rearrange matters and to learn from the crisis, because the crisis was not self-generated. It was the result of many mistakes which we have done. So we have to look at the origin of those mistakes. Now, if I look at the future, we should not forget that we have a situation where we look at the stock exchanges and feel the situation is coming again back, and we will have a world as we had it. This would be a false assumption. We still have many unresolved issues. We have a fundamental issue of government debt. We have unemployment. I would say we are moving potentially from a financial crisis, which we had in 2008, to an economic crisis, which we had in 2009. We are moving now into a societal or a social crisis, with increased social tensions, with increased social problems and issues.
And how can the annual meeting address all of these complex issues?
Our role is not to take decisions. We are a platform. We bring together all the different stakeholders of global society. What we can do is actually described in a model of three different levels. I think we can define the problems through interaction, through a process of dialogue, and many of the problems are not even recognized, or we have different views on the definition of the problem. Once we have achieved a common problem definition, the next step would be to find solutions for the problem.
And that's what we're really trying to do, is find solutions to the problems. And I hope that came out all right. It's a little loud on my end. I hope that it came out okay for you all. But this is the kind of stuff that I think that I would really encourage you to take a look at as this particular conference continues. And, of course, Schwab is no dummy. And as he said, this is a confab. This is a bringing together of the global power elite. This is the global. These are the global stakeholders, and he said it himself. These are the people who, in the world of public-private partnership and corporate governance, these are the movers and the shakers. And he obviously, and he made mention of it, that this is, they're not looking for decisions. In other words, this isn't like Copenhagen, where they hope to come out with a treaty. This is where they're laying the issues out on the table. And again, I would just draw your minds to the idea that there are those meetings that are done out front with cameras rolling and tape recorders going, and then in a good quality hotel like they're located in and around the city, there will be other meetings happening continuously, no doubt, throughout the entire period, where 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10 people get together, have a private dinner, a private breakfast, a private lunch, a cocktail party, and they're going to be making discussion that, if we could only hear what they're saying to amongst one another. So all that said, again, back to our article here off of Bloomberg. Offstage in private sessions and dinners, bankers may wield more clout. Ackerman is one of a group of CEOs scheduled to take part in informal Saturday morning gatherings on global financial regulatory reform with central bankers and ministers, said Ackerman's spokesman. Sovereign solvency. And, you know, he's talking about the international community. He's talking about the global society, the global citizens. These are the big stakeholders in the global society. Society is a key word, something we need to understand. You and I, my dear listeners, are probably not considered part of their society. They live and act and work in a different sphere of understanding. Here's the continuation. Sovereign solvency. Closer international cooperation among policymakers and business leaders. You notice we're not talking about lawmakers. Always we talk about policymakers. These are the agencies. The Federal Reserve banking system is not a federal system. You all know that. The FEMA and some of the others, these are agencies. These are not necessarily branches of government. They are in and of themselves generally private corporations, at least private nonprofit corporations. But it says closer international cooperation among policymakers and business leaders is the top issue we need to address at this year's annual meeting in Davos, Ackerman said in a statement. We have to find the right regulatory responses to the financial crisis. These are regulations, the Code of Federal Regulations, things that are happening at the UN level. We have to find the right regulatory responses to the financial crisis. This isn't just going to be a whip and stick for the banking boys. These are going to be things that are going to be coming out of the International Law Commission, the Uniform Law Commission here in the United States, all of your legislative bill drafting agencies. This will be new legislation that may push things like Obamacare and climate change to a back burner. So we'll pick up the last of this article on the other side, then we'll go into a little bit of law, liberty, and parliament. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Howell from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 26th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour of today's broadcast, we've been going over this meeting in Davos, the World Economic Forum. It's the 40th annual meeting of the real, you know, as the article said, the global elite, if you will. Rather kind of think of them as pond scum or dross that floats to the top of the melting pot, but nevertheless, we can't take it away from them. They definitely are the movers and shakers. And also keep in mind, when we think about these kind of meetings, you didn't get the invitation. I didn't get one in my box either. And they're happening every day. Meetings like this are happening all around the world, and because they were intended to be such, unless you happen to have the kind of pockets or sponsorship necessary, it's not possible for you to follow this bunch. Just the hotel rooms would bankrupt most of us, you know. So the airlines tickets, and all of this, you know, it is designed so that you don't have a voice. You're not part of the dialogue. You cannot become vocal local at these meetings. You might get tased and drug out if you tried it. It's very difficult. And yet, at the same time, at this particular confab or forum, there are going to be over 2,500 leaders from over 90 countries representing business, government, and civil society working together on pressing challenges. That's all those NGOs, all the bugs and bunny groups, all the nonprofit organizations, all of the people that are advancing various and sundry different platforms and issues inside of this pluralistic world that we live in, they'll be there. We're not. In a way, it's taxation without representation. It's government without representation. It's not government. It's governance. It's a corporate governance structure. And you can't get any clearer from, you know, than the mouth of Mr. Schwab here, that this is a global community. And they are fellow travelers. They're global citizens on this great plantation. So let's go ahead and finish out this article and move along for today. Indeed, last year's question was about bank solvency, and they've given away this year to concerns about government debt burdens, central bank plans to withdraw support of financial markets, said University of California's Eichen Green. Quote, "We have transformed the banking crisis into a kind of sovereign solvency crisis by buying up a lot of private securities and auto companies and so forth," he said. Quote, "We've dealt with the consequences of vaporizing $3 trillion of private demand in the U.S. by providing a lot of public demand." Demand. Demand is the heart of sustainable development, creating demand. Demand for products, demand for services, demand for finances, etc. but we vaporized $3 trillion of private demand in the U.S. In other words, took away what we could have been doing. Instead, created that debt by providing a lot of public demand. For the most part, participants in Davos will use the event to network with people from around the world in as short a time as possible, rather than to pontificate on global issues. There's really no global issue. It's one system. It's a big club. It's the one they use to beat you with. As George Carlin says, they got you by the balls. Looking for Goldman? Banks typically reserve hotel suites and conference rooms throughout the Alpine town to hold private meetings with clients and to host cocktail parties and invitation-only dinners.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again and closing out this article off of Bloomberg written by Christine Harper. You can find it up on Bloomberg.com this morning. Looking for Goldman is a headline here. Banks typically reserve hotel suites and conference rooms throughout the Alpine town to hold private meetings with clients and to host cocktail parties and invitation-only dinners. Citigroup, the bank that is 27% owned by the U.S. Treasury Department, will be having a cocktail party on Friday. 27% owned by the U.S. Treasury, and they're hosting a cocktail party. I hope they're doing it on their own dime, not yours and not mine. John Diott, a spokesman for the bank, declined to provide details, no doubt. Maybe we could look at the balance sheet on the cost of this extravaganza. In a sign of how little of the action at Davos takes place at public events, only two of the seven Goldman Sachs executives attending the forum are participating in discussions on the official schedule. Only two of the seven that are going to be there. The rest of them are going to be doing these backroom deals. The bank's delegation includes four executives from New York, two from London, and J. Michael Evans, chairman of the firm's Asian business, who is based in Hong Kong. Cohn, Goldman Sachs president, and the most recent or the most senior executive attending the firm, is scheduled to participate in a panel on rethinking risk in the boardroom that will be closed to the media. The other Goldman Sachs executive making an appearance is Dina Powell, head of corporate engagement, who will be one of 12 panelists in a discussion on Wednesday. Her subject? How business can address rural poverty. Well, rural poverty is going to be on the agenda as well, because they're going to be talking about Haiti and its fate at this meeting as well. Here's the quote from Klaus. We hope we can present a major common effort to the world community showing true corporate global citizenship in Davos, he said. True corporate global citizenship. Well, you got Barry the Usurper, the global citizen traveling the world, the Globetrotters, the Globalists, and they're going for it with gusto in Davos, too. Pay attention to that. We'll report on more of it as it breaks. You know, if you find any interesting more news on that, I will definitely report on that when it comes up. Going back to our study, started out yesterday from a book, Martin P. Golding Writing Philosophy of Law. This is a Prentice Hall book. And this was published back in 1975. A very interesting paperback. I don't know whether you'd be able to find a copy of it, but there's a lot of good material in it. For such a lightweight book, it's pretty heavy as far as the material that it presents. And we looked into and began this. I'm trying to come or wrap our minds around what is legal positivism and what is legal positivism as it relates to the natural law. And then looking at the nature of law via theories. Of course, in our early beginnings of this session, we talked about the principles of business law, the various theories or schools of thought, legal thought, and we're just trying to lay down a foundation so that we can get a better understanding of the great breadth and depth of the study of law. And perhaps some of you might want to go on in your own time and do in-depth studies. But back to this new order of ideas coming out of John Austin. Interesting. Austin insisted that when the sovereign is a body of individuals, okay, we talk about sovereign states here, sovereign wealth funds, sovereign this, sovereign that. But let's listen to what John Austin has to say about that. Austin insisted that when the sovereign is a body of individuals, it must be a determinate body. In other words, it needs to have bounds. It needs to be able to be determined. That is to say, there is a rule, e.g. an election law, where it may be determined for any individual in the society whether or not he is a member of the sovereign body. Now, there are election laws, and there are election laws in your state, just as there are here in Missouri. And it is the election laws that define who is going to be a member of these sovereign bodies. It has as much to do with the established two-party political system. Yes, I know there are other parties, but they are that and that alone. They're just other parties. The established two-party political system has basically been enshrined in statute, not only here in Missouri, but around the United States of America. And there is a window of opportunity for minor parties or lesser parties or third parties to come in from time to time and gain a foothold. But in the main, the election laws that were written by the two-party system for the two-party system serve as a flea comb to keep the pesky little fleas out and ensure that only one of the two parties will have proximity to or complete and total control of the power of government. If you take a look at the fascia bundle under George Washington's hands or the seated Abraham Lincoln statue at his memorial, you'll see those fascia bundles, but their hands, with sometimes the assistance of a cloth styled by the artist, the sculptor, conceal the axe head. So you've got the rule of law, you've got all of the bundle of laws, rights, duties, etc., and then you've got the force of government. And this sovereign body, by election law, determines for any individual in the society whether or not he's a member of that sovereign body. And in the Republican Party of Missouri, the only members of that sovereign body are county committee men and county committee women from each of the several voting precincts, of which there are some 3,509 spread all across the 114 counties of Missouri. And you could do a little bit of research on your Secretary of State's website and come up with numbers for Oklahoma, Louisiana, Georgia, wherever you might be, Texas, etc. That way you would understand that what we're talking about on the broadcast is real numbers, real things, and real people. Austin again insisted that when the sovereign is a body of individuals, it must be a determinate body, and we can determine who those bodies are. But then he says the reason for this insistence is that only a determinate body can be said to express its will or signify its desire, or we might also say legislative intent. We need to know who they are to understand what is their intent. If we cannot discern their intent, there's no way to bring it into law. Who then is the sovereign in a federal system? Austin's answer for the United States is, quote, 2/3 of the Congress and 3/4 of the states, close quote. For it is this body, quote unquote, body, that has the ultimate authority to change the Constitution. But again, and somewhat in review from where we closed out yesterday, it seems absurd to say that this shifting body wills or desires the law. Find out more about that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
We returned once again, going back to our understanding here, trying to wrap our mind around some of the theories of the nature of law, referring to this book by Mr. Golding, Philosophy of Law, again, Prentice Hall work, talking about John Austin here. You know, when we get into this, folks, we heard from this Klaus Schwab, of this global world that we live in, the global community, global corporate governance. Well, it's been around a long time. We like to think that we are a sovereign country, sovereign states, but we basically are inside of this big club, as I mentioned earlier. And our constitution and our laws and so on and so forth have to be considered in the context of the global constitutions and global laws, the United Nations, League of Nations, United Nations. All of these things are necessary if commerce is going to rule the day, if the rule of law, the rule of law, as some would say, is going to rule the day, because we live on a planet. And we intercourse one with another around the planet. And putting on and taking off garments when you arrive in ports and wharfs and points of entry is exceedingly difficult in commerce, which brought us the Uniform Commercial Code and much more. And this idea of trying to harmonize all of the laws and getting away from governments and going under corporate governance. But continuing here, so we get a better understanding why it is so difficult. Second, in the modern legislature, the laws that are enacted are meant to bind not only the ordinary citizen, the ordinaries, but also the legislators themselves. On Austin's theory, we would have to conceive of the legislators as commanding, ordering, and threatening themselves. Unless they have access to signing statements where they can say that these laws don't apply to them. Or unless they just live on and on endlessly in some kind of legislative immunity. But it seems a little bit preposterous in that, as he says, it would be difficult to conceive of the legislators as actually sitting down and developing a body of law legislation, commanding, ordering, and threatening themselves. Even if we were to confine Austin's theory to a hypothetical King Rex, an absolute monarch who is above the law, there is difficulty. when Rex I dies and his son Rex II assumes the throne in virtue of a law of succession, we cannot conceive of that law as a command of the king. Furthermore, it may take some time before we can say that the members of the society have built up a habit of obedience or are generally obedient toward Rex II. That's very important. That if a law will not be obeyed, if people will not follow a law, unless government can obtain voluntary compliance, and sometimes involuntary, but voluntary compliance, that law can't stand. And the laws of Rex I will not endure under Rex II. During the interim, the society continues to be governed by laws, but they cannot be said to be the commands of the sovereign in Austin's sense. I think enough has been said to show, the author writes, if we wish to regard laws as commands, they must be de-psychologized, as Hans Kelsen said. That is to say, we should not necessarily regard laws as the expression of someone's desires. So we say that legal positivism is whatever the prince says has the force of law. There are some legal theorists who desire that we de-psychologize these statements, not necessarily regard the laws as the expression of someone's desires, not necessarily the desires of William Jefferson Clinton or Jorge Bush or Bush I. Commands and obligations. Two further objections should be considered. The first, which is from Professor Lon L. Fuller, is part of a broad attack on legal positivism. Law, or perhaps more strictly lawmaking in Fuller's view, is the enterprise of subjecting human conduct to the governance of rules. Governance of rules. Getting a little bit more modern here. Looking at some of the things a little bit more pertinent to this today, the way this global corporate governance system subjects human conduct to the governance of rules, rulemaking authority. Abstractly stated, this is consistent with Austin, but Fuller goes on to point out that there are radical forms of legal pathology which may infect the attempt at regulation of conduct, even confining ourselves again to the simple situation of a King Rex. There are 8 ways in which Rex can fail to make law. 8 ways. And consider this. As we move forward in this time period, if it be possible that we the people can regain the reins of power, we're going to need to be more intelligent, more articulate, and better prepared to go into the 21st century than those in power today, lest our cure be no better than the disease that we're trying to eradicate. Here are 8 ways in which Rex or the king can fail to make law. Number 1. Failure to achieve rules at all, so that every issue must be decided on an ad hoc basis. 2. Failure to publicize or make available to the affected party the rules that is expected to observe. How is it possible for anyone to observe a law if you don't know what those laws are? 3. The abuse of retroactive legislation. Now, 8 ways in which Rex can fail to make law. Haven't we heard of late this idea of retroactive legislation? They pass a law today that influences behaviors of the past, heretofore considered to be ludicrous, repugnant in a free society. Here's number 4. Failure to make the rules understandable. Well, among you understand H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, or Obamacare, or the Patriot Act, or could even really understand rightly what is the Help America Vote Act and how did that go down. enactment. This is number six. Five. Five is the enactment of contradictory rules. Six is the enactment of rules that require conduct beyond the power of the affected party, asking me to do the impossible, things I cannot do, like only breathe on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to reduce my carbon footprint. It sounds good. It just doesn't work. Seven, the introduction of such frequent changes in the rules that the subject cannot orient his actions by them. We change the rules of the game so often, so frequently, that even though we dressed up for football, we wind up playing baseball, and before the end of the day, we're all in our little silk shorts trying to play basketball. Changing the rules of the game. Disorienting the people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we find ourselves looking at eight ways in which Rex or the king can fail when he makes laws. We've covered the first seven, the last one again in reiteration, the introduction of such frequent changes in the rules that the subject cannot orient his actions by them. We live in a land of confusion when the laws are changing so rapidly. And then eight, finally, lack of congruence between the rules as announced and their actual administration. And that's important to understand, because when you get to a court of law and the judges are not applying the law the way that the legislators intend, they're not following the legislative intent, and they're just, you know, activist judges working from the bench, there can be no just ice in that. It's just us. It's just them. There are, therefore, certain conditions that must be met in order to accomplish the subjection of conduct to rules. It is incorrect simply to identify lawmaking with Rex's issue of commands. And now I'll just turn over briefly, coming out of this book published in 1975, Martin Golding's Philosophy of Law. Let's go back to Law, Liberty, and Parliament, selected essays on the writings of Sir Edward Coke. This goes all the way back to the time of King James of the King James Bible. King James of Scotland, King James I of England. Where we find this, and it has to do with Rex again. And now we just can't seem to leave that infernal island where it is and live our life without it. Maybe I should go and run and grab Rule Britannia and just sing it for you. But the king has had extraordinary care for the health of his subject, Rex inem omnes altes consent. Well, you don't need to hear it in Latin. He then rehearsed the whole history of the case, and with the concurrence of Warburton and Daniel, concentrated his attention upon two points which he regarded as decisive in support of the action. And we're dealing with Mr. Coke here. Sir Edward Coke. Dropping down, it is the fourth of the five reasons adduced in support of the former of these propositions that has since become so famous. He points out that the Royal College of Physicians were to receive one half of all the fines and are therefore not only judges, but also parties in any case that comes before them. And it is established maxim of common law that no man can be a judge in his own case. That's important to understand because, unfortunately, our legislators and even the Supreme Court justices and our presidents have indeed and in fact many times become judges in their own case. Continuing, here's a quote, and it appears in our books that in many cases the common law will control acts of Parliament and sometimes adjudge them to be utterly void, for when an act of Parliament is against the common right or reason, or repugnant or impossible to be performed, the common law will control it and adjudge such act to be void. Words which challenged both the Crown and the Parliament and provoked controversies which have continued to our own day, we shall have to consider how far the authorities cited by Coke support this contention. What light recent researches into early yearbook law have thrown upon the subject, the reception accorded to the doctrine by contemporaries, its gradual abandonment in England, and its results in America. Again, the repeating themes that you can only know by getting involved with a study of law to find out where it came from, how it applies, how ancient some of these concepts are that are being jiggled around with by our current legislators. Continuing and back here to the philosophy of law, the second line of criticism comes from H.L.A. Hart. If you've never heard of that name before, I hadn't either, but I have found out that he was quite the legal positivist himself, who argues that Austin's analysis confuses having an obligation to do something with being obliged or forced to do it. Austin's analysis confuses the idea of having an obligation to do something with being obliged or forced to do it. When a gunman sticks a gun in my back and says, hand over your wallet, he's issued an order backed by a threat. I might describe this situation by saying that I was obliged. I had no choice but to hand over my wallet. But I would hardly say that I had an obligation to do so. Hart also points out that whether someone has an obligation to do something on a particular occasion is independent of the likelihood of his incurring the threatened evil on the particular occasion. So there is always that possibility that even though blustery and bold threats may come from our government, they may not be able to back them up. Maybe they've only got 20,000 peacekeepers or 40,000 in NORTHCOM that they can throw at something, and we, the people, have 100 million armed men. Pretty tough to take them out, especially as they are scattered across 3,066 counties all over this land, and Hawaii and Alaska. What is required instead, according to Hart, are rules that confer authority or power on persons to prescribe behavior and to visit breaches of the prescriptions with the appropriate evils. Continuing, he says, so far our discussion has been rather negative. It seems to me that Austin has no response to these criticisms other than a modification of his theory. Its contours may be suggested. Hart's criticism does show, I think, that the correlativity between command and duty breaks down. Austin, however, might easily concede the point that the sovereign, the state, or the government is simply the gunman writ large. In other words, the gunman writ large. Okay. So we've got a lot to try and weed through in all of this. When we look at the scenario that we're faced with in law. But again, who are the lawmakers? Who are the lawgivers? According to constitutions for the several states and the federal compact or federal union, they're clearly defined. But in today's corporate global governance structure, where we have things like Davos happening, who are the real lawgivers? Who are the lawmakers? Is it the United Nations? I didn't hear a lot about United Nations envoys at Davos, but there's 2,500 people there. Surely there are representatives from the United Nations in the crowd as well. Lawrence Summers is quite close to Ban Ki-moon. He was the special advisor on immigration and things like that. Migration, global migration. He started his work under Kofi Annan, and Lawrence Summers is like the number two guy cruising around at Davos. You can't separate them. Once they get inside of this ingrown toenail, they just infect the entire foot. So who are the lawmakers and who are the lawgivers and what can we do about all of this? First of all, we need to know that it exists. That's hopefully what we're doing today. He's learning a little bit about some of the things that actually exist, and then we need to find out what's happening locally. That means we need to pay attention at the local newspaper level. If and when you can, where you can, and as often as you could attend school board meetings of all things. Maybe you could go to your town council meetings. Maybe you could go to a county commissioner's meeting and sit in the back room like a fly on a wall and listen and observe. It's not the time to come in with your bullhorn blowing and blaring, pawing the dirt and slinging snot. It's time to come in and listen. Get an idea for how the flow of things work. Maybe if you're not familiar with Robert's Rules of Order, Rules of Procedure, you might look and then see how the process flows. It's like getting the gauge of the room, so to speak. Become familiar with some of the centers of influence. Those people who are in your local area that are actually perhaps intergenerational landholders, perhaps some of the people that attend these meetings from time to time, or the Republican Club meeting, or the Democratic Club meetings. Perhaps some of these people are property owners and they hold thousands and thousands of acres. And if you don't know that and you just foolishly go up and give them a lot of flack, you could make an enemy that you could never overcome so long as you live in the county. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Most certainly, we need to understand well that a lawyer makes his living by knowing the law of their own times and their own days, and they must prepare to advise clients in the light of both the most recent legislation and the most recent court decisions if they're worth their pay. Permanence and stability must give way again and again to pressures from society, that from The Origins of the Common Law by Arthur R. Hoag, a Liberty Fund publication. He's talking about John Chipman Gray in this section in his Nature and Sources of the Law, where he observes, John Gray observes, that opinions of judges in the common law and of jurists in the civil law on what society needs have profoundly influenced the law and for the better. And what could be a happier state of affairs than that judges and jurists should approach the law from the side of public welfare and seek to adapt it to the common good. Common good, the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle. One should remember, though, most legal conceptions alter, and there may be a few which are so based on eternal principles that they cannot change. While the order of nature continues, yet their change is often exceedingly slow, and many of them go back as far as we have a clear knowledge of human affairs and how show to our eyes no signs of decay. So law does change, and it changes oftentimes very slowly, sometimes suddenly. But then it really falls to the people as to whether through our own silence we give assent to these laws, and through our own compliance we voluntarily dial into their programs. A legal fiction, of course, is an assertion which the court permits and allows no one to challenge during a trial. We live in a land of legal fictions. We live in a time of denial. This from Sun Tzu, his manual for war, The Rules for Engagement. This is what he has to say. Sun Tzu, manual for war, so long ago. Knowledge has been on and among us for a long time. If you have overwhelming superiority, say a 10-to-1 advantage, you should surround your enemy. You want him to see the situation is hopeless and that he should surrender without a fight. Do you think that we have that kind of overwhelming superiority today, my friends? With a handful of listeners here and a handful of listeners there? One group beginning here, another group beginning there? I don't think so yet. If you have great but not overwhelming superiority, say 5-to-1 advantage, you should attack him strongly. You want him to get the message that further resistance is not to his advantage, and he should surrender. If you have a clear advantage but not a great one, say a 2-to-1 advantage, do not attack, but try to split your opponent's forces. If he falls for the ruse, then you can direct your forces against the smaller of his groups. You would have created a great advantage from what has just a clear advantage. If your forces are equal to those of your opponents, do realize that victory will go to the more skillful commander if you decide to engage him. If your forces are inferior to your enemies, look to your defenses and stall for time. If your forces are very inferior, avoid a confrontation, as it would not be productive to engage the enemy. If you refuse to accept reality and insist on engaging the enemy, you will be destroyed, and your destruction will hardly even inconvenience your enemy. You should not sacrifice yourself needlessly and for little purpose. There's a time to know when to use a bullhorn, and there's a time to set one down. There's a time to come in braggadocious, braying and crowing upon the ground, and there's time to come into these various boards and councils quietly. There's a time to come into the party politics with full gusto, and there's a time to creep in quietly. There's a time to understand the tactics that have been used against us, these socialist tactics, the Fabian socialist tactics of penetration and permeation. And then there's a time to use their own tactics against them, as we quietly embed within the established two-party political system, not with an eye to enrich or empower and embolden the party, Scott Brown aside, but on the contrary, with an eye to gain a majority, a simple, quiet majority. And then from what we know about how to use Robert's Rules of Order, the majority in a deliberative assembly all of a sudden starts to rule, and it can come all of a sudden and be a surprise. Years ago, there was a phrase that was heard that really upset, was disastrous for the Republicans. Here's a phrase, maybe you can remember it. Maybe you've seen it in your own research. Rome? Yeah, Rome. Rum, Romanism, and rebellion. Ever heard of that before? Rum, Romanism, and rebellion. A phrase celebrated in American political history at a meeting of clergy in which all denominations were supposed to be represented, held in the Fifth Avenue Hotel in New York during the presidential campaign of 1884, in the interest of the Republicans, Reverend S.D. Burchard described the Democrats as the party of rum, Romanism, and rebellion. And unfortunately, this remark was disastrous for the Republicans, so people do make mistakes from time to time in the things that they utter in public. Let's go to our caller from Dallas, Lark. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. I had to re-listen to your show about 4 this morning from yesterday. I wonder if you'd... I know we're near the end of the show, but I wonder if you would recap or reiterate what you said about Mr. Maines, M-A-I-N-E-S, I believe.
Oh, Maine. Maine is a historian. He's a very famous historian, and he's a very good historian to look into when you're looking at studying not only history in general, but the history of law in specific.
Did I spell that correctly?
It's M-A-I-N-E-S.
Very good. Now, the observation I wanted to make is you said yesterday, which I thought was quite insightful, that modern libertarianism is an outgrowth of utilitarianism.
That is correct.
And so my observation is which you guessed that it could be said that simply engaging in the dialectic gives over your free will and or relinquishes a goodly portion of your sovereignty?
Well, if you get involved in the dialectic...
Just the mere engagement.
Yeah, if you're involved in a dialectic and you're aware that there exists a dialectic, any involvement in the dialectic only helps to get you towards the synthesis, largely because your input, whether a thesis or an antithesis, has probably been predetermined that they would anticipate that, and whichever side you take inside of a dialectic inevitably will lead toward the synthesis, and that's why they're styled the way that they are.
You know, the Ron Paul campaign, that experience, for me at least, brings up the comment by Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune, who scoffed at the support that Ron is exhibiting simply because trying to herd libertarians was like trying to herd feral cats.
Exactly. Yes, and there's one school of libertarianism that comes out of John Stuart Mill and the English philosophical radicals. Really has a lot. I don't know whether how many of the libertarians are aware of Fabian socialism and just how much of it they've embraced. Another one comes out of the Ludwig von Mises bunch. We do need to be aware that in the libertarian movement, if you will, there is also the Republican Libertarian Caucus, which is another one of these backroom deals. But Ron Paul was very influential in that as well. So when we study von Mises, and I certainly have, we do need to be aware that everyone has a plan, everybody has a program, and we listen to everybody, we read everything, but we have to come to our decisions very carefully. And unfortunately for many, they just blindly follow any leader that comes down the pike.
I recall in my experiences with that campaign that I felt shock at almost every turn, because it seemed to me that, my goodness, 75% of his supporters seemed to me, at least, to be collectivists.
Okay, that's all we have for today. I thank you for your call. You're pretty right on that. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.